Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Thanks, Mario. And so I'm Leah, software engineer, specialized in Rust, and...
You need to switch your slides here, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, you need to, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, but this thing.
No, you need to... Yeah. I think I need to... not this. Oh, okay. I mean, I can duplicate otherwise. Yeah, thanks for being here. So I'm a software engineer specialized in Rust, and as Mario mentioned, this project was in fact supposed to be a 1 week maximum good first issue to start it in Lighthouse, and not my initial project. But as we are all developer, and I think one of our defaults is like to underestimate development time. So I picked this project, of course, to go deep into Lighthouse and understand better before transitioning to a more research project. But as a developer, always interest in big refactor. So why do the team wants to move between Warp and Axum? But first, what is Warp and what are Axum? So they are web server framework creates in Rust, and one has been developed a bit long time ago, so is a bit low level oriented and a bit less easy to use. Despite Axum has been developed by the Tokyo team. Tokyo organizations, and a bit easy to use. And why do they want to move? Of course, they want to move for easier of use, and because Warp types, which is very focused on filter queries, is a bit difficult to handle. And also, it's very something you need to understand is like only one part is still using Warp. In Lighthouse, and all the other parts are using Axum. So the idea, of course, is to unify. But one also important things in Lighthouse right now, they want to have this modular approach. So they will size the opportunity with this refactor to have a more for all the different Beacon API endpoints. To refactor the function handler, and then it will be easy to integrate in a new repository called Ethereum API, where you can have a special trait Beacon API and just referencing to this Lighthouse new endpoint handler. Just to mention, this is the most sexy slide I've been doing in my consultant career before. Just to mention, as I've been saying, only the Beacon Node API is targeting in this project. Other parts are already Axum oriented. So refactor challenge. First intuition is like to remove completely the previous crate Warp just to replace by Axum and to find equivalent, but it was definitely not a good idea because we wanted a performance test before and to have a more soft-sold approach and just say, oh, okay, I want to use this new grade. Let's replace and not have any metrics about it. Very simple condition first to test the different implementations. Something I didn't mention that the work was already initialized by the Lighthouse core developer, and so we could already test very simple endpoint that has been refactored in Lighthouse. So we could do just performance testing and have tests by targeting with a certain number of requests and check and compare the different performance time between Axum and Warp endpoints. So the result that is Warp is faster than Axum, and probably because if you have a grade that is easy to use, it means it can be more interface, and so it's most of the time a bit slower. Also, something just by curiosity I was looking at is it was that if the task spammer has an incidence, of course it has one, but the difference is very, very important. So our idea right now is to refactor to have a better handler on the task spammer. There are still a bit work to do to handle a bit in a bit better way the task spammer in the Axum refactor. So still a lot of steps to do. As I mentioned, I'm already working on it. There is this optimization of the task spammer, and I want, especially from tomorrow, have this great occasion to meet the Lighthouse team to define a very specific plan in the GitHub issue and have all this transition issue and any probably also any developer can take part of this transition. The more it is split, the more it is better for anyone to take in. And yeah, just to deliver the task after. And as I mentioned, if we are refactoring all this endpoint handler, after they can be referenced in this Ethereum API in the repository in the specific Beacon API trait. Yet, of course, EPF is not just about technical or Ethereum knowledge. Of course, it's maybe 90% what is targeting, but it's a lot of personal insight. As a developer, I could have a better vision how to have more manageable piece and do what I call baby step. When you are doing a big refactor, especially with Lighthouse, right? A very huge repository. Work is not finished, and there are maybe 80% still to need to be done. But I still have a better overview about a Lighthouse repository, especially this Beacon API, and smarter Reflex as a developer. Thanks a lot to the EPF team for all the help, guidance, and to the Lighthouse also developer team. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Leah.
And as I mentioned, so there is all this timeline, and as it is finished, I can really start the fossil implementation. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much, Leah. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.